Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Hope everybody's doing well out there here on a Friday, and got some plans to relax around the house. I'm such a smartass even in the morning, man. I was just thinking, yeah, just do what everybody's telling you to do. Just stay home for six straight months, another weekend, and just keep rolling through this. And
no, my favorite used to be after about the first month of this, when we on a Monday morning. This is before football, and we would talk football to start off Mondays, and there really was no sports coming on. And the first thing you'd say on a Monday morning at like 6:03, Hollywood, Zach, what'd you guys do this weekend? Like, you for sure know that my ass was sitting in the house and didn't leave for 2 minutes. You know, Hollywood, the same thing, stuck in his condo. But yeah, it started, this didn't start 2 months ago. This started about 6 months ago when you started asking that.
Right? Well, so let me tell you what's going on here. Just get caught up. I think it's going on a lot of places. So there's a lot. And again, I don't want to turn this into we're wussified or any of that stuff. But if you have to, you go ahead and do it. 305-567-0560. So we got Thanksgiving coming up, and my wife's got the big family, and we rotate Thanksgiving here and Thanksgiving at my sister-in-law and brother-in-law's. And so now this year it's at their house. So we've already had some of the older folks that come, some of my brother-in-law's their family, their moms and dads and stepmoms and dads. And, you know, I mean, it's a day now where everybody's been divorced. So, I mean, you got throwing the step in there. So now some people are going, you know what? Health hadn't been good. You know, right. Surgeries, all the things that people go through. Like, hey, man, I'm going to have to pass. So,
which is not totally surprising in this day and age right now. That's
no,
awesome.
You know,
right.
And then there are people like, oh, I just don't know why they just can't. Well, like, what do you mean? You know, like, they're concerned about their life. I mean, this is not about, you know, politics. And even if you disagreed on who you voted for, it's about, like, this is, gets back to fundamentally, I'm still worried. And by the way, you can't help it when you watch all the reports every night about all this stuff, about stay away, stay home, you know, for like, geez.
Did you see the numbers for this month? They're so much higher than any other month we've had for cases.
Yeah.
So we don't need any super spreader events this Thanksgiving week, man.
But people are going to get together. I mean, we got a large group of people getting together. And we got groups coming in and girlfriends' families and boyfriends' families. And
right.
And so by the time you add all that stuff, you got a little crowd. So, you know, you bring it up like, man, I don't know. Maybe, like, you guys want to go. I understand because the food's so damn good. But I might, and I always say, I might stay home with the dog. Just be careful. High blood pressure, some of the other things that I have, you know, maybe. And like, oh, my God, really? You play tennis every, I get that. And I go, okay.
Right. All right.
So, but I think, you know, a lot of people that have gone through medical issues are, you know, like still scared to death of this a little bit. But anyway.
But it's not surprising at this
not
point.
A,
I mean,
not,
this,
not a normal Thanksgiving for sure.
No, it's been not a normal 8 months. I mean, think about it. We've been doing shows for 8 months now from home. I mean, this is not a normal 20. I can't
How many
wait
months have we done this?
This is, we started
This is the 163rd show we've done in quarantine. Right. Well, you guys have been in quarantine while you're over there hiding.
Joe, March like 15th or 16th is our last day in studio.
Wow.
Like it's November 20th. We're a couple days away from December, Joe.
Time flies when you're working at home, man. Time just flies. It's unbelievable. Yeah, right.
But if people get put off Thanksgiving by like 3 or 4 months, it seems like if you watch the news, they're getting close to finding something that works here.
No. You see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah,
There's no question.
So people can hold off on their big Thanksgiving gatherings.
Right.
You know, Thanksgiving food is okay. Turkey's not even great anyway. So just
we don't have
out.
A lot of patience in this country, my man. You don't know that. I mean, that was nice you said that.
Yeah, but one time, bro. We're getting close.
Just look at the text machine. That's all you got to do is look at the
I'm telling you right now, if you think there's patience right now, people are like boiling over like, listen, man, this is it. Like, whatever. If it's going to take me, it's going to take me. I'm going to it. Hey, wanted to say this this morning if you're just joining us. We lost Jake Scott, one of the great safeties of all time for the Miami Dolphins, a Finns Super Bowl MVP back in the 70s, a big part of the no-name defense, passed away yesterday at age 75. He and Dick Anderson made up one of the great safety combinations that we've ever had, and he was a character, man. He was one of the great characters, and you know what falls under the umbrella of character, like, you know, not afraid to tell a coach, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen you draw up, to stay out late and have fun. He was something else. And he owns part of the greatest stories, drinking stories, in the history of the Miami Dolphins franchise. And I say drinking, you got to make sure who's around when you tell some of Jake Scott's stories. But 49 picks in his career. Just unbelievable. I mean, you start talking about 49 interceptions, part of the 17-0 team, and everything else. So we lost another one, man. We lost another guy and another little piece of our history here. And boy, it's been rough. We just recently lost Jim Kick and Coach Shula and Bob Kuchenberg, Nick Bonacani.
Right.
Just going through the names of players that we've lost from such a great time for football, right? One of the greatest parts of our sports history down here, what that team did, not just during the undefeated season, but before it and after it. They won back-to-back championships. I know people to this day will still say, if they're able to keep that team together and those guys didn't take the money and go to the new football league, how many more championships do they win if they're able to keep that thing together? It's because they had a lot of big name guys that got their own great stories that went to a bunch of those startup. Was it the World Football League?
World Football League.
And got paid. I mean, the Larry Zonka story is just phenomenal. Opened up a case of just cash. Said, this is what you get if you sign with us. And Zonk never, I don't know how serious he took it till he saw the luggage open and it was just
a bag of cash, right?
A big bag of cash. And he goes, right. It's yours. That you know, and back then those guys, as good as they were, Larry Zonka, weren't getting paid a lot of money. So, yeah, I always wonder for people that were around during that time, I wasn't here, just how many championships do they win if they're able to keep that thing together with that great running game and all those great running backs and grease it. And Earl Morrow, a quarterback, that had a great, really good offensive line. They had the offensive line nobody wanted. They just blocked their ass off.
Right. A couple Hall of Famers on it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Nobody wanted a couple Hall of Famers.
Yeah, nobody wanted two Hall of Famers on there and Cooch.
Actually, they had too many good – they had too many good offensive linemen that they couldn't put all of them in the Hall of Fame. Because you almost can't do that. That's how good that offensive line was.
Well, the thing is, when we sit there, they're going, man, there should be more of those guys in the Hall of Fame. And then you stop
like
and you go, guys,
right.
You can't put the whole friggin' team in there. You got two offense. So the guy that paid, and this drives Kim Bokamper nuts, that Cooch didn't get in. Like,
right.
Like Cooch was unbelievable in the Super Bowl and they're going to shit in and go, well, how do you do that? Like, You got your center in there. You got Larry Little in there, one of the greatest pulling guards, if not the best of all time. You got your quarterback in there. You got your fullback in there. You got your wide receiver in there. I mean, and your head coach is president of the club. I mean, that's a tough one. That's tough.
A lot of guys in the hall. Right?
But listen, they along with what the Heat have done have been able to give us a lot of great moments for older folks and some of the younger ones like my son, and just got to tell them about the stories and when they had a chance to meet them through the years, just try to tell them. And even the young guys now, they look up there and, you know, they know who Marino is and Jason Taylor, but they see some of those other names and they're going, I have no idea who that is. You know,
Joe, 48 years since the 72 team. I know it's just unbelievable.
No, I'm sitting here talking to you guys about Jake Scott, and you're going, well, I heard good things about him.
That's it. You're right. That's all you can. At this point, the stories are the best part. I like the text that just came in that said, Shula is slowly reassembling a great team up there. I bet he's got him running gassers.
That's a great text.
Great text. That is, I know.
That is great text. Seeing all those guys up there.
Right
now, rooting and getting ready to pop champagne if Steelers lose a game and the whole thing. But Jake Scott, listen, man, he didn't get shortchanged in his career. 49 interceptions,
wow,
MVP in a Super Bowl, and played in, and was a big part of that 17-0 team. And he and Dick Anderson, if you're not familiar with them, between them ended up. I mean, when you look at one guy had 34 picks and the other one had 49 picks.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's just not normal. That's a lot. I mean, that's got to be a record, right, for safeties that played next to each other. Those are crazy numbers. Hey, we got to go to break. We're going to flip it. Larry Bluestein going to join us. Got to get caught up on everything from Tri-County Football Championships getting ready to start up, as well as the high school states are going on right now. We'll get caught up. Got some really, really big games tonight that we're going to talk to you about. Private school, huge matchup, and Northwestern American Heritage Plantation going at it again. And last year, they had a great game. We'll see if it happens again today, tonight as well. So we have all that stuff coming up for you. Right now, though, we got a lot more to get to here as we continue on. I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I want to let you know right now, If you haven't made plans, make sure you spend time. If you're looking around, your lease is up, you're way over your miles, or you just want something new, want a new look, ready to see what the prices are like out there, what's out there, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealer. You're going to find out this is the best overall products they've ever had. You are going to fall in love. Whether you're looking for a new car, a new truck, or a new SUV, man, it's never looked better than the 2020s, and now the 21s coming in. That means that new look Tahoe's in, as well as that new look Suburban. And if you want something that's big and comfortable for you and the whole family, boy, they are a way to go. And if it's about look, you're going to knock your socks off when you see it, man. I'm telling you right now. And how about those Silverado trucks? You've been thinking about a truck. You're not sure which way to go. Go take a test drive in a Silverado truck. Find the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Man, they're durable, they're strong, and they got great deals for you right now. Hey, all the things important to you and your family have always been important to your South Florida Chevy dealer, from safety features to more space for that growing family to a great look and a great price. We got it for you, including our midsize SUVs like the Traverse, our smaller SUV like the Equinox, and that Chevy Blazer. That's just a teaser, man. Go out there this weekend, test drive at your local and convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Get a great deal this weekend.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to our boy Larry Bluestein. It's round two of the Florida State High School playoffs. We've also got I like to call it the Bluestein local playoffs going on as well. So let's talk to him about everything going on here, as we always do on Friday mornings. Blue, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much. Playoffs?
Did you say playoffs?
Did you say playoffs? Yeah, it's kind of confusing, but it's a lot of fun. Anyway, beats what we've been going through for the last 7, 8, 6 months. So, gets it underway tonight with some pretty good games. Two good second round games locally, and that's what you like to see.
Hey, let's jump into this, Mr. Committee Member. We'll get into the rankings of the Tri-County football before they start up. But before that, let's jump into those two games. Gulliver, so close last year, loaded again against Cardinal Gibbons. Help me out. What's going to happen in this game? Who do you like? Give me one over. What could happen tonight?
Well, let's take a look at the matchup, second-round matchup. Both of them got eliminated by Booker T. Washington last year, so they have that in common. Probably Gulliver more heart-wrenching because of the fact that that game came down to the last couple of minutes. Both teams have played basically the same amount of games, you know, played the 4 or 5 games that you can play, better than some of the teams that have only gotten 1 or 2 in. But this is what this game comes down to. This is an experienced team of Cardinal Gibbons, loaded with seniors, been there, done that, 2 years ago, state champions. You know, I've played, they've been more than battle-tested. I mean, by far more than battle-tested. Beat St. Thomas Aquinas, which is something that 99.9% of the local teams can't say. Lost to a very good American Heritage football team. They're as ready as they're going to be from a football standpoint. They have a quarterback just like Gulliver Prep does, but a senior one who's been through the wars, an offensive line, defensive line, and this is for Cardinal Gibbons. This is not the biggest stage. They've been on a big stage. You look at Gulliver, probably has as much underclass talent as anybody. Underclass quarterback who could throw the ball around. Cedric Irvin Jr., who is trying to, you know, trying to escape the name, but he's not going to escape the talent. The kid is as good as anybody. Lamont Green Jr., father, was
Holy
a standout
smokes.
At South
they're
Ridge, Florida State. Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah, they're both there. They're both there, and they're both underclassmen and young, and it's going to be a great game. What I think it's going to do, it's going to come down to what team has that experience level. Cardinal Gibbons may have the edge on the scoreboard, but this is a game that's going to go all 4 quarters. And certainly Gulliver remembers that loss, that last-minute loss to Booker T last year, and then so does Matt DeBuck and Cardinal Gibbons. So it's going to be a great one. Whether you go to the North game or the South game, you're not going to lose out.
All right, let's talk about that other game because last year it was a great game too. Northwestern American Heritage Plantation. You've already on record said Northwestern's the most talented team here in South Florida in any one of the three counties. But they kind of, I don't know what happened in Key West, but that thing ended up being a pretty good game. What do you expect in this one tonight?
Well, you know what, everybody's picking Northwestern because of the fact that they're extremely talented, as I said, loaded with kids. They've been there, done that, 3-time defending state champion. It's tough to go against a team like that. But you're right, though. You take a look at last week, they win 28-20 against Key West, and I'm sure a lot of the Northwestern, we didn't take that game serious, and then they only beat Palmetto 17-7. They only beat Northwest Central 21-14, and they got crushed by IMG. So for their body of work, you look at, they're vulnerable. This is a team that's just not pulling on the points that they have, and they're not stopping everybody. You look at American Heritage, and I just illustrated, they've had some really tough games. They played St. Thomas Aquinas. They also played against Cardinal Gibbons, which is a tremendous rivalry. So, you take a look at last year's game. It came down to 23-20, Northwestern won, and I think you're going to see the same game. It's going to be a great defensive game. I don't think either team has the ability to run away with it because I don't think they have those type of offenses this year. And especially Northwestern, which, probably in 2-3 weeks from now, Northwestern would be, running on all cylinders. But we don't have 2-3 weeks. This is all coming up so quickly. I just think Northwestern comes in with the edge. They come in with the chip on their shoulder. And heck, these kids, these seniors want to go out under, with 4 state champions, which has never been done in a lot of areas where kids, come out with 4 state champions. Going to be a great game. Crowd won't be really a factor because both teams are going to be limited on crowds Same thing with with Gulliver and Gibbons. So another two great games, two games that if you're in one, if you're up in Fort Lauderdale area, you got to pay attention to that. And if you're down in South, Miami area, Gulliver and Gibbons. So it doesn't get any better than this in the second round. You have potentially two games that could be region finals.
A Blue, can Palmetto, without a quarterback, can they win a state championship?
Yeah, well, that's going to be tough. It's last week, if people don't know, they played Dr. Phillips in the first round. Neither of them really moved the ball. I believe on the fifth, sixth play of the game, Palmetto lost its quarterback, and they had to go with a University of Miami commitment and Burchard Smith to run the Wildcat for four quarters. That poor guy, against a really good team. I think they win this week against Lake Nona. If they get Treasure Coast next week, and I've seen Treasure Coast live twice, it's going to be a little bit of a problem because Treasure Coast can move the ball. They're averaging 49 points a game, so they're not going to sit back and watch, Palmetto shut them down. And they've played formidable opponents. So, this whole thing is far from over, but I think they beat Lake Nona this week. In fact, the Dr. Phillips coach even said, Palmetto's defense is one of the best that they've faced and that anybody will see. And he's right. They've played extremely well. Front seven is just amazing, and their secondary has three guys that are going to play Power Five football.
Blue, I got to ask you about this. Did I see that IMG's playing the Fighting Crowders tonight, and it's on national TV?
Yes, they are. And that was great. That's great timing because I was going to bring that up. That's obviously a non-playoff deal, but heck,
right.
What an experience to be on national TV. I mean, this whole True Prep / U School thing has been the story of the year. I mean, this team is 5-1, only lost to St. Thomas Aquinas. They didn't even know if they played football, let alone championship type of football. And you take a look at what's going on now. This IMG team is like, sort of like university playing University of Miami, I mean, you could only hope that the ride back and forth is smooth, because I'll tell you what, when you get out on that field against IMG, and I had firsthand experience watching them live earlier this year there. I mean, all those guys are going to have all like 38 or 40 guys in that mix who will probably play in the NFL someday. So, it's going to be a great test for them. But they're on national TV. I think that's the biggest thing in the world. For a program back in August that had no idea that they were going to even play at all, guys, and now they have a chance to play easily the best team in the nation. I mean, they showed it again. They smacked Northwestern around for four quarters. So, it's going to be interesting. But, the big story is Miami Central. Joe, you and I talked about that. Here is a team that's going to go up against Naples Lely in actually their first game. They haven't played a physical game in 5 weeks, Central. I mean, they're 0-1. They're 0-1 going into the playoffs as a heavy favorite. It's sort of like you watch those high jump guys and they'll skip all those ways, those heights and
right.
stuff. Call me when it's 7-4, and that's what Central, because obviously they're a heavy favorite this week. They'll play the winner of Naples Baron Collier in the next round. And I'm telling you, Miami Central could probably win four games this year and win the state title. I mean, it's not unusual. And then, on the other end, while we're giving the spotlight to teams that need to have it, St. Thomas, first time I could ever remember them being away for their first playoff game. In fact, St. Thomas will be away the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. And that's unusual because, St. Thomas sometimes will have four playoff games at home. They play Lehigh this evening in Lehigh Acres, and that's shouldn't be pretty, but nevertheless, it'll be a good chance for Lehigh people to see St. Thomas. And then here, Doral Academy and Homestead still alive. And the winner of that game, Homestead's played real well, will play Venice next week. So everybody's in action. You can't forget about Chaminade and Champagnat Catholic. Chaminade guys is, they thought that Miami Edison would be playing this week against Chaminade. Well, Edison has Boca Raton, St. John Paul, and Fort Lauderdale Calvary Christian will play Chaminade. Then next week, that will be a spotlight game. because I'll tell you what, you could say what you want about Luther Campbell and Edison, but they've scored 100 points in the last two games. So they're ready to play. It's going to be interesting. And then Champagnat Catholic, you could just already make their hotel reservations for Tallahassee because they're killing people. And they're doing it on the road. They won 64-7 last week. They play a Moorhaven team that they've beaten. And remember, they're defending state champs. So we have five state champions, defending state champions, all still alive.
All the teams that opted in are all the teams that were really good and said, listen, we got a chance to win it. We're going to go ahead and, guys, exactly. Nothing against you, but we're going to skip the Tri-County Football Championships. Hey, yeah. Blue, real quickly, there was a change in 7A here with Atlantic. You guys made them a number one seed. What happened that made you guys decide to put Atlantic number one?
Well, Plantation didn't play last week, and they lost the game to Western, and Atlantic's just been waxing people so far, and they deserve it. You know, they deserve it to be the number one spot. That's for the teams in the 7A. This whole Tri-County thing, you just stay tuned because I think this may be a wave of the future for teams.
It's going to be really fun. Yeah, I think
it. I really do. I really do. Yeah, it's going to be good, guys. I'm excited about it. I think they have an opportunity to, to at least give these guys, who've had to sit on the sidelines and didn't opt in to play for a state title, a chance to, there's no games this Thanksgiving week, but then everything kicks up next week. And you'd be surprised how many coaches and ADs and principals have taken this serious. They call us, they text us, how come our team isn't higher? I said to myself, football's back. When parents and administrators are complaining, we are back. So I guess it means something, and I'm excited.
Hey, Blue, if you're to go by names, if your top three seeds at 6A, 7A, 8A, you guys did a nice job. Columbus, Western, and Deerfield Beach are loaded. 7A, Atlantic, yes. Plantation, and Dwyer's back. I mean, Dwyer with Jack Daniels.
Dwyer's undefeated.
Left. They were a little down, but they're playing great. Killian, Dillard, and Glade Central, always good for business when the folks over in the muck there are playing well, man. So, hey, that thing is going to be great, Blue. I think it's great. By the way, let's talk about your friends and our friends and everybody likes high school sports at Auto Nation and what they're doing for high school sports, making this all possible, Blue.
Can't say enough, Mark Cannon, Mike Jackson. Thanks so much for what you do for making this segment possible for our show every Monday night on WQAM 5 on from 6 to 8 possible. Auto Nation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. Auto Nation will buy your car for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for vehicles, whether it's online or in the store. You'll get a check on the spot, and you can deposit it right away. And these times, that is awesome. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at Auto Nation. And if you need service like we did, Auto Nation service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and a lot more. Whether it's service you need, Auto Nation tech experts can do it all and all for less. Plus, important news, they sanitize every vehicle service. To schedule your service, appraise your car, or for that Auto Nation store next to you, visit AutoNation.com. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great weekend. I'm excited about this Thursday, Friday, Saturday thing. Got to give a shout-out before I leave to the guys last night. Southwest, South Dade, great game. Also, Coral Park and Varela. Always good to spend times with the teams that aren't getting the spotlight.
You're making me feel lazy, Blue. You're making me feel lazy, all that talk. Thanks, Blue. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, all right, Blue. Guys. Thank you. All right, bye. All right.
Larry Bluestein joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Hey, real quickly, we're expecting Penny Hardaway, the head basketball coach for the Memphis Tigers, to join us. Yes, the guy that just coached Precious Achiuwa. So we'll talk to Penny hopefully coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
Joe, we're just waiting on Penny Hardaway here for a couple minutes. He'll be joining us here in a couple minutes here to talk about the NBA draft. Precious Achiuwa, who is the Heat 20th pick in the draft. We'll talk to him in just a second, Joe. Just waiting on the phone. That's all we're waiting on right now.
All right. Well, listen, it's going to be great having Coach Hardaway. It's really weird, isn't it?
Right.
Such
yes.
a great player
yes.
to call him Coach Hardaway, head basketball coach for the Memphis Tigers as they're getting ready to go again. He's he's done a great job, man, with what the players that he has and two guys going in the first round. Anyway, Zach, what do we have?
We have him right now.
With the 20th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Precious Achiuwa from Port Harcourt, Nigeria, and the University of Memphis.
All right, the Miami Heat first round draft pick, number 20th overall, and joining us right now in the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline is his head coach, or his old head coach. I can't believe I'm saying it. Penny Hardaway from the University of Memphis. Penny, thank you very much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Penny, thank you. Yeah, man, I know you're busy. You got a lot going on. First of all, congratulations. Second and 20th pick in the first round, and they're your guys in Wiseman and Achiuwa. That's got to be really special for you. I can't even imagine what it does for recruiting and players wanting to go to Memphis. It's got to be a good start, huh?
Yeah, first, thank you so much. And secondly, it is a true blessing, man. When these kids call, when you call them and you're building this relationship, and the kids that's on Precious's level, James's level, and most of the other kids that I recruit, they just want to know, Coach, can you get me to the league? And my thing is the league promised? No, it's not promised. But what we can do is give you the best avenue from development, from teaching, from film to get you ready. So when you get to the league, if that's the blessing that you get, which is where Precious and James have both gotten, that you will be more than ready. Precious will be more ready than any rookie coming in this year because I prepared him to be ready. And he's a very mature kid and just excited for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the people down here are a little bit excited about that too because he's got sort of the body of another guy that's been down here on this Heat team for a couple of years, and that's Bam Adebayo. What can you tell us about Precious's game going forward into the NBA, maybe something he's got to work on? What have you seen from practice, from games, that could develop into the NBA?
Yeah, but first, what's so weird is that Bam Adebayo played AAU for me. I coached Bam for like maybe six games, and we have a really good relationship too, so that's crazy. They are similar. But Precious's game is, man, first of all, what's going to show up right away is his speed, his strength, and his athleticism, and then how he guards. He moves his feet like a guard. He can switch out on pick and rolls and not be scared to get beaten off the dribble. If he does make that mistake the first time, the second time he won't. And he's already mentally ready for the culture that he's going into. The Miami Heat is an unbelievable culture, and they're getting a kid that they're not going to have to kick in the butt to go out there and play. He's already self-motivated. He plays with a chip on his shoulders, and he's ready to go as soon as he steps through the doors.
Wow. I heard Pat Riley talk. He might be the most athletic, with the most upside of anybody, and it just seemed like – Penny, you said something that's really interesting. Talk to me about that Heat culture thing. We talk so much about it down here. A lot of people yap about it, but it seems to be different with Pat Riley at the top there and now Spoelstra. Is the culture different with the Heat than other places in the NBA?
100%. Ever since Coach Riley has been there, the biggest word that I've seen has been accountability. The second word is toughness. So you got to hold yourself accountable by coming in shape, having the body fat that you need to have, having the weight that you're supposed to have, and maximizing your body so that you can go out there and give your maximum effort. And that's what Coach Riley has believed in from day one, which is truly unbelievable because these kids that are coming in have never been pushed to that level. And coming to that culture, you're going to be pushed to that level. And it's an unbelievable organization for those reasons, because they hold you accountable for every single possession, every single day, every single moment. You have to walk a certain way, think a certain way. And it's not military. It's what everybody wants, because you win. And it's been proven that you win in that system. And, it's a great place to play.
Penny, how do you like coaching and recruiting and the whole deal? I know it's not just game day going out there, calling plays and substituting guys. This is a year-round thing for a guy. It's a lot of work. How much do you like doing it? Do you love doing it, actually?
Well, you know, I enjoy doing it and love doing it because I want to give back. And this is a part of me giving back. And I want to be able to get these kids prepared for the NBA before they get there. And that's what I wanted to do. It's not about the money. I've made a ton of money. I've been blessed to have had that happen. But I'm truly in it for the kids. I love developing. I love teaching. I love doing all those things that come along with the game. And seeing a kid that comes in one way and then leave another way. And that's what I'm in it for, man. It's not for the wins. It's not for the glory of it. It's just to be able to teach guys like James, Precious, and the rest of my guys that have played for me how to be professionals, man, and how to be good young men. and that's what I'm in it for.
You know, Penny, it's amazing. We're talking during a break about you and your great career, and I go, man, I always wonder how hard is it for guys that played at such a high level like you, and now you're coaching guys, and whether they do it a little bit, sometimes superstars, as they get older, don't have the patience or the makeup to get down there and coach and help guys get better. Was that an adjustment for you at all?
Actually, it wasn't. Being a point guard, you have to have the poker face at all times. You got to understand what's going on and be in tune with what's happening for not only yourself but for the rest of your teammates. You have to be that guy all the time for the entire game, on and off the court. You got to be a leader. So when I got – and then the other thing that helped me was I went to middle school first, and having the patience of teaching middle school kids wow. how to do the fundamentals and things of that nature, that also taught me more patience. But being a point guard, and not only a point guard but an elite point guard, you have to bring it every day mentally. So all of this is just basically just get to the mental side of what you have to do. And it's been fun. But I don't look at the kids and hold them to a level of if they don't play like me, then I'm really rough on them. Or I'm patient, and I understand that there is a process behind it. And I'm all about building the kid up and getting him where he needs to be.
Hey, Penny, real quickly, do you expect Precious Achiuwa to be able to come in and play right away? Sometimes it takes a while to fit into the culture and figure out the NBA game. Do you expect he'll be able to come in and give you minutes right away and help the Heat?
He'll be able to come in and get minutes right away because defensively he's ready. You know, I watched the Heat, you know, obviously in the finals in the bubble. They needed another wing defender. Yep. You know, even if it was just to wear LeBron down, everybody knows how great LeBron is, you know, or to play Anthony Davis and just wear him down just a little bit. I mean, you're not going to stop those guys, but you can give them, you know, make it tougher on them or whatever. He'd be another extra strong body with Bam or without Bam. And then on the offensive end, he's a guy that's going to crash the glass so hard, it's going to be hard for one guy to box him out. He will dominate the offensive glass, and that's something that they need as well because extra shots with the way that Duncan shoots it, the way that Tyler shoots it, and those extra rebounds and long rebounds, Precious is a kid that can get to those rebounds. So he'll show that in practice, and I'm sure he'll be used right away from a defensive point of view and an energy point of view.
Well, you're making a lot of Heat fans very excited about Precious coming to town, that's for sure. I got to ask you the hard-hitting question of the morning, Penny. Sorry to hit this with you so late. Your favorite character, Butch McRae or Little Penny? You can only pick one.
You know what? I got to go with Little Penny, man, because Little Penny made me who I am. Everybody knows Little Penny. Everybody knows Little Penny. Not too many people know about Butch McRae, but everybody knows Little Penny. So,
you know, so funny,
you know,
like Little Penny.
I'll say Little Penny, but I do. You know, we still got to give Butch some love.
Right, that's right.
Hey, by the way, both gave you a lot of love with Green. There's no question about that. Right. Hey, Penny, it is weird though that we talk about Penny. When they're doing that commercial, did you go, damn, I sure got a good commercial for what I'm doing, man. I don't know about you guys. Did you know that thing was going to be as good as it was right when you saw it for the
first
time?
You know what? I just knew that America loves comedy. They love laughter. And then the laughter was going to.
Wow. Listen, Penny, that's great, man. Hey, Penny, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. Good luck with everything. Appreciate that little scouting report on Precious.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Anthony Hardaway joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. University of Memphis head basketball coach. Weird to say that, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, man, great stuff. And appreciate him spending some time with us. They're getting ready to start up their season and trying to get games together and figure out, listen, you think college football's got a problem?
Oof, yeah.
How about college basketball? Trying to get that thing rolling as well. Listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, 305-567-0560. Now, I made a comment about Thanksgiving and, you know, what everybody has to. Listen, please, I understand everybody can be a tough guy on the text machine, but try to stay away from the word pee because if somebody called you that, you cry. So like, try to, I mean, it's fine. But there's a lot of other good stuff going on there or bad stuff that you could talk about. 305-567-0560. I want to talk to you about a winner this morning, a guy that more and more people are using. And it always makes me feel good when somebody says, I use Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and I had a great experience. And you're right. You were right about the service. You were right. He answered all my questions. You were right. He got me approved. You were right. He got my fixed rate mortgage. He got me a great rate. I'm saving hundreds of dollars every month. My credit score wasn't where it needed to be, but he still took great care of me. and got it done. Even on a weekend, I found a place I wanted to buy. I go, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, can I buy this? And he says, yes, you can. Money's cheap right now. Fixed rate mortgage is in the twos. No prepayment penalty. Hey, it's a great time right now, but you better hurry. It won't last forever. A lot of you just don't want to deal with banks. Honestly, I don't want to deal with banks either. Doesn't matter who you are. Listen, if you want great service and cut through all the limited hours and looking for just the perfect people, I think Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, wherever you are in South Florida, he's the perfect person for you. When it comes to service and answering your questions with great knowledge and being able to get it done as a closer, nobody's better than that guy, Michael Kotze. I can tell you that right now. Hey, he's been in business since 1994, AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. I want to give you his number. I want you to call or text him if you need some help or you want to find out more about this guy that I always brag about. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 for Michael Kotze. Call or text him at Choice Mortgage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!